The discharge of a chemical compound known as Gen X into the Cape Fear River raised immediate concerns about the quality of drinking water for more than 200,000 people in the Wilmington area. But the issue has generated other troubling questions about the impact manufacturing facilities are having on waterways statewide. Rusty Jacobs reports.
New Hanover County Commission Chairman Woody White found out about Gen X the same way many others in and around Wilmington did. It was June 8th, and he slept in a little since he was on vacation.
I got up probably 8:30 or 9, opened up the newspaper, Wilmington, on my iPad, and read the headline. And my immediate reaction was, well, wait a minute, what's going on?
The company Chemours, an offshoot of DuPont, manufactures Gen X, a so-called surfactant, for uses in products such as Teflon and camping gear. The Chemours plant lies more than 100 miles upstream of Wilmington, straddling the Bladen and Cumberland County lines near Fayetteville.
When you read that toxic materials are being dumped in your water source and hundreds of thousands of people are consuming it, I think it's fair to say that anybody's going to freak out and have an emotional reaction to that.
Chemours has been commercially manufacturing Gen X since 2009, under an agreement with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency that it would prevent discharge of the chemical compound into the river. But the company had been dumping Gen X into the river for more than 30 years, when it was being created as a byproduct of a vinyl-making process. Woody White recalled how a Chemours spokesman revealed that to him and other state and local officials at a meeting in June. So White asked the Chemours rep whether the company thought it was okay to keep discharging Gen X into the river, even though the 2009 agreement with the EPA showed regulators were concerned about the compound.
And he said, yes, Mr. White, it's unregulated.
Since that disclosure, Chemours has not said much. The company declined an interview request. The company's failure to disclose the discharge of unregulated chemicals as part of its state permitting process could be the basis of legal action. Michael Regan is secretary of the State Department of Environmental Quality.
Chemours should have alerted the agency that Gen X was being produced as a byproduct.
Not only was Chemours discharging Gen X, an EPA report in August revealed the company had been dumping Nafion byproducts, other so-called fluorochemicals like Gen X, into the river. The scope of the problem is much wider than Gen X and the Cape Fear. Again, DEQ Secretary Michael Regan.
In North Carolina, we regulate over 200 major industries, over 38,000 miles of waterways. We're doing a really good job of protecting our water from the known pollution. As I mentioned earlier, we're now beginning to turn and look at these emerging chemical compounds.
Water treatment plants filter out the chemicals state and federal regulators tell them to, but regulators only set standards for chemicals with known health impacts. The State Department of Health and Human Services has settled on an advisory health goal of 140 parts per trillion for an acceptable concentration of Gen X in drinking water. State epidemiologist Zach Moore told the House Select Committee on River Quality last month that there's quite a bit of data from lab studies of the health effects of Gen X on animals, studies conducted mostly by the chemical industry. In high enough doses, Moore told committee members, Gen X has been associated with cancers of the liver, pancreas, and testes.
But the effects on human health are not yet known.
Chemours created Gen X to replace the more toxic legacy compound called C8, not because Gen X is vastly different in structure, but because animal studies show it has a shorter half-life, according to Professor Detlef Canape. Canape is a professor of environmental engineering at NC State University. And if not for him and his team of researchers, Chemours might still be dumping Gen X into the Cape Fear.
We were just curious. We were poking around, basically, and we really were looking initially for something else. You know,
In 2013, Canape was measuring bromide levels in the water. But since he had funding for a separate study of PFAS compounds, he decided to see if any existed in the Cape Fear and the Haw River. Canape's team found Gen X downstream of the Chemours plant and then decided to see whether it was being filtered out by the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority's Sweeney Water Treatment Plant in Wilmington.
That was the first time that we noticed that Gen X actually passes untouched through the treatment plant.
And the levels of Gen X in the drinking water then were around four times higher than the current health level goal set by DHHS. The Sweeney plant treats between 17 and 20 million gallons of Cape Fear River water per day. serving more than 200,000 people in Wilmington and unincorporated parts of New Hanover County. As the public furor over Gen X intensified, the utility authority devised a three-pronged plan to deal with the crisis. That included a pilot project currently underway to test a new filtration system that could remove Gen X from drinking water, even though the utility authority is not required to do so. Jim Fleckner is the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority's executive director.
We should not have to be conducting tests like this. There should be a good understanding of what dischargers are putting in the river, what that means for downstream users such as drinking water providers, and whether those plants can filter those chemicals properly. The fact that we're doing this tells me that the system hasn't worked the way it should.
Nonetheless, the authority has tapped its own contingency funds to launch the pilot filtration project and to partner with researchers at UNC Wilmington to find out what other compounds are in the river and how much. But Fleckner emphasized it's up to state and federal regulators to determine what's in the river and to set standards for public utilities to meet.
I'm upset professionally that this organization is put in this position. Our role is to provide the highest quality water we can to our customers. And I'm upset personally that people here have been drinking a compound that the EPA and DEQ and DHHS can't tell us much about.
Professor Canape says keeping these little-known emerging compounds out of the drinking water until more is known about them is a matter of public health policy.
How can we really permit such a discharge to occur when this same water into which this wastewater is discharged is the drinking water source of 250,000 people?
DEQ Secretary Michael Regan says companies seeking to obtain or renew wastewater permits will have to disclose all chemicals they plan on discharging. But does DEQ have the personnel to make sure companies are in compliance? Regan and Democratic Governor Roy Cooper have asked lawmakers for $2.6 million to hire more inspectors and permit writers. The Republican-led legislature left that funding out of a recent environmental bill that contained $435,000 for an immediate Gen X response. Republicans used their supermajority to then override the governor's veto. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.